Welcome to Exotic Pets. I'm Tracy Hotchner, whom you may know as the dog and cat lady, but I'm wearing a different hat here. With the brilliant collaboration of my co-host, Dr. Doug Mader, the world-renowned veterinarian specializing in exotic animals, we are here to celebrate all the other pets that share people's lives. This show is for people interested in pets that slither, hop, creep, fly, or swim, from bunnies to iguanas, parrots to ferrets, snakes to tortoises. Dr. Doug is going to teach us the physical requirements of these exotic pets and how to manage the often challenging environments and correct diets essential to their welfare. Dr. Doug Mader is the author of the wonderful memoir, The Vet at Noah's Ark, Stories of Survival from an Inner City Animal Hospital. He is recognized worldwide as a veterinary specialist on exotics and is the author of four major veterinary textbooks on reptiles and amphibians. We are proud to have ZooMed Laboratories as the founding sponsor of Exotic Pets. ZooMed has earned its reputation as the number one reptile and amphibian supplier in the world from simple beginnings 45 years ago as a passion project for one man who still runs it. Renowned as the international leader in UVB and heat lighting, ZooMed manufactures all their reptile supplies, accessories, and tools in the U.S., which they test on their own collection of animals, which surround everyone at headquarters. We're also sponsored by Oxbow Animal Health, the one brand that has stood out for more than 30 years as the leader in health and wellness for small mammals. Veterinarians, rescues, and passionate pet parents worldwide trust Oxbow to support the health and happiness of their small pets. Oxbow provides for rabbits and guinea pigs, ferrets and chinchillas, hamsters and gerbils, mice and rats, because these small pets have big hearts and require special nutrition and care. Oxbow has everything needed for their best life, the right hay and nutritionally complete foods, treats and supplements, litter and bedding, and a whole line of enrichment products created so your little loved ones can chew, play, hide, and explore every day. We're also brought to you by the bird food specialist Zoopreme, which started with a revolutionary yet simple idea: provide exceptional diets for extraordinary animals. Best known as the bird nutrition specialist, Zoopreme creates many foods for birds of all sizes, and they also make a variety of treats to appeal to every sort of bird and enhance their lives. Folks, it's really a big deal. Heat and your pets of any kind, but the exotics in particular, because people think, well, they're tropical, they don't mind a little heat. Climate change is here to stay. Europe is on fire. Greece and Italy are literally on fire. And countries like Switzerland and England and Italy and France don't have air conditioning because they never needed it before. Dr. Doug, your wife, the marvelous veterinarian Dr. Geraldine Ditthelm Mader, is Swiss by nationality or origins. Talk a little bit about what you're perceiving as being a big danger to exotics, to this heat wave.
I think we're seeing something that's just historic right now, Tracy. It's actually sad and scary, and people really need to wake up and be aware that this global warming is real. And if you don't believe it, you know, there may not be a world for our grandkids if we don't do something. I do want to talk about heat because it is epic right now how bad it is. And people think, oh, I live indoors, you know, it's not a problem. You know what? Not everybody has AC.
That's right.
And so you hear these horror stories about people leaving their pets or, for God's sakes, their children in cars.
Yes.
Right? And then they're dead in a half an hour.
Yes.
Why is that any different than a person leaving their dog or their parrot or their rabbit in a small apartment without
right.
air conditioning?
You're right.
You know?
You're
especially
right.
if they're worried about leaving the doors open, if they live in the windows open, I mean, they live in the city, so they shut the windows, they don't have air conditioning. Next thing you know, they come home, the house is 110 degrees. A bird can't handle it. Well, you know, you and I talked about rabbits on an earlier podcast.
Yes.
Rabbits are exquisitely sensitive to heat. They can handle a cold. You can take a rabbit outside in North America. Like I used to have rabbit clients that kept the rabbits out year round, and it would be snowing and the rabbits would be hopping around.
No kidding.
You take that same rabbit on a 90 degree day and it would die.
Oh my God.
It's no different than if it's stuck outside or if it's inside in somebody's house without any ventilation at 90 degrees, that rabbit's going to die. So, you know, people forget about that. And things like, you know, think, oh, reptiles are I hate this word, cold-blooded. We both know they're not cold-blooded. They're ectotherms, right? Which means they determine their body temperature based on the environmental temperature. And so, yes, many of them like it warm. Like, let's say, for instance, a Uromastix, okay? They can handle 100, 110 degrees, no problem at all. You take a Jackson's Chameleon, which is a really popular little chameleon. Those are the ones that look like a Triceratops with the three horns.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you find them walking around in the snow on the side of Kilimanjaro. And you get them up at 70, 75 degrees, they die.
Oh, my God.
So people don't think about this. Like, I have to tell you a really quick, funny personal story.
Yes, please.
I used to raise Jackson's when I lived in Northern California. I never had air conditioning in my house. And so the first summer that I got my Jackson's, the first heat wave we had, I lost every Jackson I had. And I realized, oh, my God. And I just felt awful. So I actually went out and bought air conditioning for my house, for one room in my house, so I could keep my lizards.
No
Not
kidding.
For me, Tracy, but for my lizards, because they couldn't handle the heat. So there are a lot of species. Birds, the average bird temperature, your temperature, my temperature is about 98.6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dog, you figure about 100, 101.
Yes.
You know, the average bird is about 105, 106. And you think, oh, okay, they can handle the heat. Well, actually, no. So you get a bird and you put them in an apartment that's too hot, that bird is going to overheat because it can't regulate. It can't thermoregulate. And I live in the Florida Keys right now, and
yes,
I was outside working in the yard the other day, which was stupid, but I was watching the birds in the trees, and they're panting.
The birds were panting, the wild birds.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get the same bird. I have a macaw myself, and she lives on a porch that's outside. I mean, they're jungle birds, so they're used to the heat. But remember, they do need ventilation. So I actually have a fan on her that is attached to a thermostat, and as the temperature rises, the speed of the fan picks up to keep her cool during the day, because this heat is absolutely deadly. The other thing you think about too is like, oh, okay, well, they're hot, give them water. Well, if you have a bird outside, a rabbit outside, a snake or a lizard outside, and then their water bowl is sitting in the sun, all of a sudden that water bowl,
oh my goodness,
the water in the water bowl is going to be 120, 130 degrees.
Just like the water is now, the ocean water in Florida has gone berserk, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other story.
A whole other story.
But that animal is hot, so it needs to drink, but it goes to drink and it burns its tongue, so it doesn't drink, gets dehydrated and dies.
Oh, my God.
So, again, this is uber serious. So the other thing I want to be – it was interesting. I had – you ought to come visit me someday. Yesterday I got
a call. I'm dying to.
I got a call from a trapper. He goes, I'm coming down with an emergency. And I, what is he? He goes, I'll be there in a minute. Next thing I know, my doorbell rings. I go outside, and there's an alligator in my garage.
Stop it.
And it was overheated. It got stressed out. And this was, I won't use the word pet, but it was somebody's alligator they use in a tourist attraction. And it got overheated. And so we went to go cool it off, and I grabbed the hose so I could kind of hose it down. Picked up the hose, and I realized I got to check this. And I turned on the water in the hose. The hose is sitting in the sun. And so the water coming out of the hose was about 160 degrees. And so
thank God
I didn't spray it on the gator, because not only that would have not helped, water that hot, Tracy, can burn skin, can cause second and third degree burns in skin. And I have seen people with dogs now try and hose their dogs off that are too hot with a hose, and they burned the skin on their dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
So these are things that we don't think about, but oh, my God, when it happens and then it's too late, you go, oh, God, well, how did that happen?
From not planning, from not understanding.
Yeah, not thinking, and it's an emergency, and you're hot, and you're stressed, and so it's easy to make mistakes like that. But, you know, a couple of things, you know, in terms of exotic pets, rabbits, man, no. Outside, when I used to have these rabbits that were outdoors in Northern California, they actually had, they call them poor man sprinklers. And so they had outdoor hutches. You said you had an outdoor hutch
yes.
when you were growing up.
Yes.
They put basically water sprinklers on top of the hutches, so that when the air temperature hit 85 degrees, that the sprinklers would turn on and it would spray water over the top of the hut like it was raining. And then as water drops and evaporates, believe it or not, it'll drop the surrounding air temperature by 15 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's dramatic.
So you can take a 90, 95 degree day and then turn on poor man's air conditioning and drop it down to 80, and then that rabbit's going to do fine. So there are ways to deal with it. pigs. A lot of people have pet pigs.
Yes.
Think about a pet pig, right? What is a pig? They're pigs. They're big. They're fat. They got big, thick blubber layers. How do you think they're going to handle the heat? They don't. They get super stressed out, and they can get heat stress real easy. So pigs, they have to wallow. So they find themselves a nice big puddle. Well, if that puddle is sitting in the direct sun, the puddle is going to be super hot. The mud's going to be super hot. The pig goes in the puddle. It gets too hot. They can't walk in the puddle, and then they overheat. So if you have a wallow for your pet pig, it's got to be in the shade. You know, I recommend people get at least misters. Everybody's been to a theme park like Disneyland,
yes,
or Universal. You're standing in those lines for hours. What do? They have those misters.
Yeah,
overhead,
they do.
Right? Do the same thing if you have outdoor pets. In the summer when it gets really, really bad, I put one of those on my bird's porch, including the fan, because, again, when the misters go, it'll actually drop the air temperature 10 to 15 degrees. So there are ways to mitigate these outdoor animals. The other thing that's important to remember, too, is if you have a rabbit or a bunny or a bird that lives outside, if it lives outside every day, it's going to acclimate to the seasonal changes in temperature. But if you have a bird or a rabbit or a pig, a lot of people do have pigs that live inside, indoors, and then go on vacation and say, oh, I'll leave it outside while I'm gone. So it's normally living in the air conditioning, and boom, you throw it outside at 95 degrees. Forget it. It's going to overheat.
It's very disturbing. I mean, one of the things that I learned about pigs a long time ago, and now I've got a real doctor to tell me if it's true, is that pigs are not dirty animals. And the reason that they roll in the mud is to lower their temperature, but also they have high blood pressure. And so that typically when people have seen, before climate change, before these severe deadly heats, pigs would lie in mud, cover themselves in mud as a cooling mechanism, and but also to lower their blood pressure. Is that true?
Well, that's a new one on me.
Okay, so it's wrong. It's not their blood pressure.
I can't
it's their
say
temperature.
It's wrong, but I've never heard
yeah,
that before.
Well, you know what? It's wrong.
They definitely wallow. They cover themselves with the mud. The mud does two things. Number one, the wet mud, as the water evaporates, it cools them off. Number two, the mud feels good on them. And number three, the mud actually coats them and keeps the flies
exactly.
and other things off of them as well.
And even maybe keeps the sun off or the heat off.
Sure.
But a lot of people that are listening don't have the luxury of having an outdoor spot for their exotic pets. So you were a young guy that couldn't afford air conditioning for yourself, but you were able to go and buy a window air conditioner, which now are really cheap and plentiful. You could find them anywhere and everywhere. Do you recommend that people with an indoor exotic spring for a room they can put an air conditioner in? And sorry that your electric bill will go up a bit, but this is the price of keeping your exotic comfortable and alive?
Yes and no. It depends on what you have. If you have a bearded dragon, yeah, I think you're fine. You're going to be fine. I wouldn't worry about it. If you have something like a Jackson's chameleon, no, you need to cool it off. Otherwise, it's going to die. If you have a bird that can easily overheat in a small, non-ventilated apartment, or let's say a mobile home, something like that,
right.
Boy, that can get hot really fast.
Oh, yeah.
We had a sad, sad situation last summer where people had a bunch of birds and cats on a sailboat, and they kept it in the harbor. They didn't have AC. They figured, I'm on a boat. I'm in the harbor. I have the windows open. And unfortunately, it got super hot and it was raining. So the woman shut the windows in her boat and then she went to work, forgot to open the windows, came back. And just like leaving animals in a car, every animal in the boat was dead. So to answer your question, really depends on the kind of animal you have.
Okay.
You know, I mean, certainly, you get something like a hamster or a rat or a rabbit, you put them indoors and your apartment gets to be 100 degrees, they're going to die.
Oh, and guinea pigs? What about little piggies? Same thing?
Yeah, I mean, all those small animals. You know, the smaller they are, you know, the surface area to mass ratio is going to be higher.
Right.
And so they're gonna feel that heat.
So can you put a mister in a bathroom? I know if we're talking about a fix, right?
They do. You know, they make humidifiers for people. Have you ever been to a high mountain resort in like Keystone, something like that, Colorado? Where it's just, you know, 10% humidity, they do make humidifiers for these types of things. And a lot of people that have pet iguanas, especially if you live someplace like Colorado or Montana where it's really dry, you're going to go ahead and you're going to put a humidifier in there because they have to have it. And that does help cool things off.
Okay, the main takeaway from this, guys, is they are going to boil to death. And that's not ever what your intention was, but don't think that because originally the parrot or the snake or whomever used to live in the Amazon or someplace like that, that they're just going to be fine with it being boiling hot in your in a room in your house, because it's been a long time since they were in the Amazon. And of course, there is the tree cover when they haven't cut down all the trees in the jungles, right? So it's not that they're in that level of heat, and there's always some breeze blowing. So
let me just end with one real quick, very inexpensive suggestion.
I think
might be a lifesaver. They almost every outdoor garden shop or hardware store sells something called a min-max thermometer, which measures the coolest temperature of the day and the warmest temperature of the day. They're very, very inexpensive. I would recommend you get one, put it in the room where your pets are kept indoors. And then when you go to work, you come home at the end of the day, you get an idea what the temperature is. And then you know whether or not you need to get something like a humidifier. A fan or, you know, they call them swamp coolers or an air conditioner, something like that.
That's great. But please do it, guys, before you come home and go, oh, that was the max I didn't expect. Pretty much now the world is going to have these fiery periods, so you have to be proactive. Please don't wait for a tragedy to strike. Thank you again, Dr. Doug, for all of your knowledge and helping us keep our animals safe. Dr. Doug Mader and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Exotic Pets and our desire to educate and inspire you to give your exotics their best possible life. This show is brought to you by the wonderful companies that cater to the needs of exotic pets. From Zubed Laboratories, where they make everything you need to keep your reptiles and amphibians in tip-top shape, to Oxbow Animal Health, with health and wellness solutions for small mammals, and Zupreme, the company dedicated to your bird's nutrition. And if you haven't read Dr. Doug's book, The Vet at Noah's Ark, yet, do yourself a favor and pick up a copy.